This is the Michael Wall Show. Michael is a speaker, author, and president of Wall Private Wealth. His passion is to help families live on purpose and live with purpose. And now, here's Michael Wall.
Well, here we are back again, the Michael Wall Show, coming at you, whether you're listening via podcast or radio. Hope you're having a great week, great time, whether you're catching us in the car, driving to work, or just chilling on Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on the radio and just having a good time. Either way, thanks for tuning in. We got a great show today. A lot of the shows each and every week, we talk about things that are really designed to do a couple things, encourage you, uplift you, give you wisdom and insight in the financial field, as well as have some interesting guests on. You know, Randy, I'll tell you, in times past, we have been blessed with a lot of great guests, and it's a lot of fun.
We had Chicago, some nationally known musical artists in here, Chicago, Sammy Hager, and many others, and national media personalities like Brett Baer from Fox News. So if you go to the website and you want to catch some of those shows, they are right there for you as well. Just hit the radio tab.
Yeah, it's MichaelWallShow.com is where you want to go, MichaelWallShow.com. By the way, if you're on Facebook, reach out to us. Just go ahead and go to Michael Wall Show. Search Michael Wall Show on Facebook. Love to have your comments, feedback, insight. Hey, I'd like to hear this on the show, that kind of thing. Or, anything that you want to share, love that. And this show today, we really have a lot of good information that we want to share with you. The first thing is the idea of how you think, and we're going to talk about that in a minute. Just did a super fast unveiling Ferrari this weekend. Also, we're going to get into a little bit later, three crucial steps to maximize your wealth. Now, you might be in a situation where you're building wealth, or you might be in a place where you have an abundance of wealth. Well, we're going to share three crucial steps because we are adamant about some of the things that I'm seeing as I'm interacting with clients and families and just things in general that I think are something you often miss. In fact, I know these are things that people often miss. And I want to share them with you so you can actually have a plan to get where you want to go. A little bit later in the show, we're going to talk also about the potential of what's going on with this market. Is it going to keep roaring? And what are some of the underpinning things that we're looking at here? And last but not least, Randy, we got a great interview with Lori Griffith. She is founder of Chasing a Dream Photography, great nonprofit, as well as Freedom Water Foundation, and a lot of great stories there.
So we better get at it here.
Gotta get at it, baby. Get at it. Come on.
Well, let's
rev it up.
Unfold this a little bit. Tell me a little bit about 812 Superfast and the importance of the way you think.
Yeah. So I was just at Ferrari. We're part of a Ferrari club. And, you know, I was just at Ferrari here in Palm Beach. And they were great unveiling. Jay Yeomans, GM there, Ferrari, just did a phenomenal job. Jay and Noel. And there was a new Ferrari that's come out. It's called the 812 Superfast. It's a V12 engine, so it's a small engine, Randy. You know, just not that many horsepower. Kidding, of course.
Yeah.
Really, really cool car. And by the way, if you're following us on Instagram, you can check that out, or even Facebook. You'll see some of those pictures. Again, Facebook, go to Michael Wall Show, see some of the Ferrari Superfast stuff that we took. But one of the things that made me think about is, you know, you're standing there with a room of people that are, for the most part, in their own right, successful. They either have businesses or several businesses. Or they've just been very successful in their own right. And it made me think, Randy, the idea is we always have this first segment of the show, as you're listening to this out there. First segment is typically designed to be motivational, to help you get to where you want to go, help you improve your life, help you maximize what you're doing, help you realize ultimate success. And by the way, that's just not always about money. You got to remember, money is nothing more than a library card. It gives you access. I love the thought that materialism, you've heard me say it before and I'll say it again, materialism is not how much you have, it's how much has you. So it's what we do with our money. And you know, Randy, I was thinking as I was there, is we all have 24 hours in a day. No one does not have 24 hours in a day. But what's uniquely different is how people use those 24 hours. And so my question to you is, how do you think about your life where you are currently? Whether you're ultra successful or whether you're just starting out, how do you look at your life currently? You know, sometimes we can be in a place, if you're just starting out, where you might say, well, you know, how do I get there? It seems so impossible. It seems like I'm never going to do it. Well, remember this, it's small steps repeated. You're not going to be in a situation where you take an elementary child that is currently working on long division or addition or even getting in their multiplication tables and saying, hey, you know what, we're gonna move you right into algebra 2. You know, it just doesn't work like that. You have to build up to it. And so you got to say, you know, it's one step at a time. If you're on the other side of the spectrum and you're in a place where you have achieved ultimate success, sometimes, I know I've experienced this in times past, you can actually experience laziness because, you know, like, I kind of did this, I did that, you know, what's next? And by the way, that's why it's so important in the way you think that we take a look at our lives and we realize Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans that I have for you, says the Lord. There is a plan for your life. I remember Howard Hendricks. He was the chaplain for the Dallas Cowboys back in the day. You know, America's team, Randy. Come on, baby. Yeah, of course, I'm from the North, Pennsylvania, so I'm a Steelers fan. I know, Randy, you like the Nevada Blueskins or something like that, right?
I'm a Viking fan. I'm from the North as well. I'm from way the Vikings.
There
north.
You go, baby.
Way
come on,
north.
Minnesota.
Yes, indeed.
So, you know, he's there. And I remember Howard Hendricks, again, chaplain of the Cowboys. He was the head, one of the professors at the Dallas Theological Seminary. Great guy. But he said all of these people that he's met in his life, not all, but a lot of them, that are, you know, older in years. When I say older in years, I don't mean old. I mean wiser in years. I should say it that way, really. Hello, wiser in years. 55, 60, 65. And they're in a situation where they've attained a bunch of knowledge. And maybe that's you. And maybe even obtained a bunch of wealth at the same time. And he said, too often I see these people sliding for home. They're reaching for the rocking chair. They're reaching for just playing the golf, you know, each and every day. They're reaching for these things that are going to just pacify their time. Nothing wrong with that stuff. Nothing wrong with playing tennis. Nothing wrong with playing golf. Nothing wrong with doing any of that stuff. But they're in a place now where they've achieved success, and they kind of lose that element, that edge of what do I do now? And if you're listening to me and this is resonating with you, I want to challenge you to be looking for that next thing. Take the knowledge you have. Take the wisdom you have. Take the wealth you've been blessed with over the years and use it to add value to the next thing. You know what that means? That means you got to change the way you think. That means you got to get around people that are exceptionally focused on how can we add value to the next person and the next generation in this world. If you're younger, change the way you think. And that's one of the common threads that I've seen, Randy. You know, like I was thinking about there at the Superfast. You know, Jay's there and he starts the engine up and, you know, just vroom. I mean, you hear it. It's just, I love the sound of a Ferrari, by the way. It's just, it's got its own unique sound. It's a beautiful thing. And the reason is because Ferrari has stayed in their lane in life. Now, one of the things you'll notice about Ferrari is they didn't just come out with one model. You know, they didn't just have one model and say, okay, we're just going to keep improving this model. They didn't do that. They've come out with different models. They've tested different markets. There's actually been some models that Ferrari's come out with that have not resonated well with the public. People say, you know, I don't really like this as much. And so they keep continuing to come out with different models. I remember when I was out with Sammy Hagar at his studio in San Francisco, and we looked at, got in, you know, kind of started up the whole deal, his LaFerrari, which is a very exclusive Ferrari. They're very handpicked as far as who gets to buy one. And just a beautiful car, beautiful car. And we talked about the exclusivity of that brand. But even in the exclusivity of Ferrari, they continue to create new models and different things because they want to stay in the forefront of where culture is moving in that exclusive world. So that's my question to you. Whether you're starting out in business, what are you doing to get to where you want to go, number one? And obviously, you got to change. You got to be willing to add new things in. You got to be willing to listen to different ideas. And number two, if you're on the other side, the flip side, and you've been a successful business owner, or you're in a situation where you're saying, you know, what do I do now? I've sold a couple companies. Man, let's change the way we think. Let's maximize the time in our day, and let's look for ways to actually add more value to those out there. There's so many organizations that need help. Place of Hope is one that I'm thinking of, Randy. You know, I was just at a golf tournament the other weekend here with them as well. You know, raising awareness for human trafficking, sex trafficking. There's 27 million girls in the world right now that are in slavery. That's something that we need to be getting involved with. And I want to challenge you to get involved with things that are actually turning the needle and moving the needle in this world. So the way you think, not just about yourself, not just about how can I achieve more for me, but how can I add more value for others? That is how we create a better world. And that is why I think it's important. And that's why I wanted to take some time, Randy, on just kind of pausing on the thought of the way you think.
You're listening to The Michael Wall Show. You can find us online real simply, michaelwallshow.com. Well, coming up next, we're going to take a look at the three critical steps to maximizing your wealth. You hear the word diversification. You need to diversify your investments. What about diversifying your advisors? Is that a good idea? We'll look at it next on The Michael Wall Show.
Hey folks, it's Michael Wall here. Just wanted to share a quick thought on how you can make a huge impact on someone else's life. As an active member of Christ Fellowship, I've had the opportunity to interact with a variety of top-notch charities. And it can be challenging sometimes to know where to get involved, either with your time, financially, or both, and then to be sure that your gifts and donations are really making a change. So I wanted to share with you an organization that has recently been ranked number one by Charity Navigator and is dramatically improving the lives of young people. Place of Hope. Place of Hope has been doing just what its name says, giving hope to young people since the mid-90s. I want to encourage you to visit placeofhope.com. Again, that's placeofhope.com to learn more and to see how you can help the cause of improving our nation one child at a time.
You're listening to The Michael Wall Show. Catch up on previous episodes at leanonthewall.com. Now, back to the show.
And welcome back to The Michael Wall Show. You can find us online at michaelwallshow.com. Michael, we always like to have at least one list on the show. People like to check them off as they go. Three critical steps to maximizing your wealth. Let's see what you have for us today.
Well, it's important. And, you know, Randy, one of the things I'll say, I appreciate that song you brought us in on. And, you know, Randy is not the one playing the guitar in that song, by the way, in case you wonder.
That was hot, though, wasn't it?
That was pretty hot. You know, it's just like, you know, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. You're jamming, man. I like it. Jamming this this segment. Randy's out there playing the air guitar. You didn't see him, but he loved it. No, you know, it's just really the idea of three crucial steps. You know, Randy, as you know, we've known each other for a long time, been doing the show for a while now, and we've been blessed with the opportunity to really be in the industry for almost 17 years now. It's amazing as I look back. And in my experience, in my tenure, you know, helping families protect, grow, reduce taxes on their wealth, you know, being in a situation where we've commentated for, you know, virtually every national media that exists out there, from CNBC to Fox to Bloomberg, et cetera, I see consistent themes, especially when you talk about wealthier clients. Now, and you know, we're in a situation, let me preface this, as you're listening to this segment, you know, we're in a situation at our firm specifically where we work with three levels of clientele. The first level is what we call the everyday client. That's a million and above. We have a private wealth division, which is 25 million and above. Now, I'm talking about the Wall Private Wealth Company, which is my company. This show, Michael Wall Show, we talk about a variety of different things, but the Wall Private Wealth Company is three divisions, million plus, 25 million, which is private wealth, and then a pro athlete division. And the three consistent things, Randy, that I see and I've seen over the years as we sit down with families is their desire is to diversify. Their desire is to try and do the best they can to get the advice they need. And sometimes that advice is given by, or they trust, let me say, people that they that are closest to them, friends, family, and that sort of thing, as far as advisors giving help. That isn't always the best thing. And the reason is, if you've ever noticed it with your family, sometimes your decisions can be clouded because of your relationship. And what do I mean by that? I'll use my own children as an example. I have four kids, Cyrus, Justice, Joel, and JL. Love my kids, great kids. And, you know, we do our best to try and raise them and train them in the way they should go. You know, sometimes if they do something bad, Randy, I remember JL, our daughter, you know, my wife had to tell me earlier, she would go and she would do something similar to what the boys had done. She'd get in trouble. And, you know, the boys, I'd be like, guys, now stop it right now. You know, that's no more of this. And JL does the same thing. And I'm like, and what are you doing, honey? You know, and my wife's like, babe, you cannot do that. The point is, sometimes our perspective of what we should be doing can be clouded by our relationship. And if you're listening to me right now and you have someone that's close to you or a really, really good friend that is giving you advice on your wealth, you know what I'm talking about. Because I can guarantee you've been in a situation where you're saying the markets are up, the markets are down, the markets are all-time highs. I'm a little bit concerned. I'm maybe not getting the actual advice or ideas that I really want to get, but I don't want to make the person feel bad. Well, I got news for you. A couple of things when we take a look at three crucial steps. You got to, number one, have a clear plan. And sometimes that means that you got to say, you know what? Okay, I know this person is my friend. I know this person is maybe a relative, but business is business and friends are friends, and you have worked hard for what you have. So you need to differentiate and determine whether or not you're really maximizing what you're doing. You know, Randy, I talk a lot of times about the idea of cancer. If somebody had cancer, and unfortunately it's more prevalent today than it ever has been in the past. Well, if you get cancer and it's severe, it's probably a good idea to get a second opinion. Mm-hmm. This is life-threatening stuff. Same way with your wealth. So have a clear plan, number one. Now, when I talk about have a clear plan, I want to dive into that a little bit further, Randy, because I think this is crucial. A lot of times people, we see people that maybe they come in, they want a second opinion on their wealth, and they're in a place where they say, you know, I got this advisor and that advisor and this advisor. I have several different advisors and I've tried to diversify. I totally understand that. Well, what happens when that occurs is a lot of times there is not a real clear plan on the wealth. And if you have several advisors, you know what I'm talking about. You got this advisor doing this thing and this advisor doing that thing and this advisor doing this thing. And the goal in doing that is trying to say, okay, I'm going to diversify among advisors so that way if this person gets it right and this person gets it wrong, at least I'll have some diversity. Well, the downfall of that is there is no real overriding plan on the wealth, number one. Number two, that advisor or that person that is working within the confines of a company, whether it's a large name company, and you've heard them all out there today, whether it be UBS or Merrill Lynch or Wells Fargo, or I mean, the names are prevalent, and I'm not saying one's good or bad, I'm just saying you've heard the names. Here's what I can tell you. They are limited to the confines of what's available on the platform of that particular company because they work for the company. So even though you're getting different ideas and opinions, it may not fully be truly independent. And a lot of times there is no clear plan. So you got to have a clear plan. And by the way, that's why we've set our platform up. You know, we do solicitation and different services through Clarify as well, where we can actually work and utilize any investment structure that exists in the marketplace today. Now, that doesn't mean everything out there is correct. It doesn't mean every client's correct. But it does mean we have the ability to be totally independent. And that is important. We've set it up that way because I want to have the ability to be totally independent, and I think the folks we work with should want the same thing as well. The other thing you need to do, number two. So number one, have a clear plan. Number two, understand your risk. Now, there's different types of risk. You might say, Mike, what type of risk are you talking about here? You know, there's market risk, there's business risk, there's liquidity risk. Market is real simple. You're in a situation where the market goes up, you make money. The market goes down, you lose money. That's market risk. Business risk. If you're invested in a particular company specifically, or some type of a Reg D or some alternative structure, you know, you have business risk in particular with the type of business you're investing in. Liquidity risk. You know, what type of liquidity does the investment that you're currently in have? So we need to really dial in what does that risk look like and how do those three risks, and there's others, but how do those three risks affect your portfolio in the coming markets. Remember, the key to market risk, and I'm going to pause on this just for a second, is if the market goes up and you make money and the market goes down and you lose money, market goes up, you make money, market goes down, you lose money. The question is, what are you really getting for the fees that you're paying for your current advice? That's an important question to ask in relation to your risk. So, number one, have a clear plan. Number two, understand your risk. And number three, and this is crucial, this is why we're a certified tax coach, Randy. There's only 400 in the country. I went out to California, got a designation a couple years ago because I knew that I was paying a lot of money in taxes and I wanted to learn how to save more money in taxes. So the third thing on this plan, the crucial steps to maximize your wealth, is have a tax reduction strategy. It's not just about growing wealth. It's not just about reducing risk. It's about also having a tax reduction strategy, whether it be on your business, whether it be on your personal wealth, or all of the above. Because at the end of the day, if we're in a situation where we're just growing our wealth and growing our money, all we're doing is we're growing Uncle Sam's portion. If you're out there and you're saying, man, you know what, I've gotten hammered and over the years have we been blessed, or you know, I don't know that I've really had a clear plan laid out to me on my portfolio. What are we going to do to save some money in taxes over time? You're growing the government's portion. Are you paying attention to that? Not just growing your wealth, but actually creating a tax plan on your portfolio. Not getting your taxes done each and every year. You know, you go to your tax professional, your CPA, whatever, you get your taxes done. That's great. I'm talking about actually looking at your portfolio and creating strategic opportunities where you can actually reduce your tax structure your tax liability in the future. Mitigating that tax risk, huge. So three things to maximize your wealth, Randy. Number one, have a clear plan. A clear plan. That doesn't mean that you stop using a variety of different advisors. That's fine. Nothing wrong with that. I mean, obviously, you want to make sure you're with somebody that is fully independent. That matters. But have a clear plan of why you're doing what you're doing, how those pieces work together. Just like if you were going to build a house, you wouldn't say, okay, I'm going to have this contractor build out my bathroom, and I'm going to have this contractor build out my master bedroom, and I'm going to have this contractor build out our lanai area, and I'm going to have this contractor build out the garage. It doesn't make sense. Because now you're not maximizing your overall structure. But if you had someone that was completely independent, that had no strings from any company and didn't work for a company, no allegiance to anyone except for you, now you're in a situation where you have the ability to have a totally independent structure that's completely diversified, but yet specific in nature and designed to help you get to where you need to go. So have a clear plan. Number two, understand your risk, market, business, liquidity risk, as well as others. And number three, have a tax reduction strategy on your wealth. Randy, those three things, when I see from time to time when people come in and they want a second opinion on their wealth, I see they oftentimes, probably 99% of the time, do not have any of these three. And they sometimes they think they do, but they really don't.
You know, Michael, last week I talked to an advisor, and he had a client who came in and said, I'm going to give you $5 million. I'm going to give this guy $5 million. It's going to be a playoff, and we'll see who wins.
Yeah.
And that, when you talk about that overarching plan, I don't think the overarching plan can be just to say, you make me as much money as you can, you make as much money as you can, and we'll see who wins. There's got to be an arrow pointing, because if everybody has similar thoughts on how to make money, there's going to be some overlapping, and that doesn't bode well if the market goes down.
Well, first off, you overlap is key. We see this a lot, Randy. There's what's called over-diversification, okay? So we see that a lot because, listen, the advisor here and the advisor there and the advisor here isn't necessarily focused on what the other advisor's doing. And they're not really working on creating an entirety of a plan for the situation and for the entirety of the wealth for the family or the client. They're just looking at maximizing what they're doing specifically so they can win more business. And there's nothing wrong with that. But when you have an independent approach, it's like, hey, listen, one of the things for us and why, by the way, one of the reasons it's Wall Private Wealth, our name's in the sign. So it's not, I don't work for another company. My name is in the sign. It's very, very important. And when we're sitting down with people, but one of the things that we see, Randy, to your point, 5 million here, 5 million there, 5 million here, is we see that oftentimes, people are in a place where there's no clear plan. And one quick example of that is just think of a business. Okay. If you run a business or have owned a business or understand business to some degree, business has a marketing division. It's got an accounting division. It's got all these different divisions designed to do different things. Well, if we're in a situation where each division is competing with each other, and they can, but they're separate divisions, they're doing different things. But what those divisions need is they need an overriding plan, a CEO. To create a plan for the company as a whole and say, okay, we're all going to compete, we're all going to grow, but we're going to move towards this unified goal. And I guess that's what I'm talking about a lot of times is there is no unified goal for these families when they have different advisors because it's just you do your part, you do your part, you do your part, you do your part, and they're independent. You don't oftentimes have meetings where you have four or five different advisors sitting around the table because they're all competitors. So, having a CPA, having attorneys, having estate planning folks all together, obviously we do that. That's crucial because they're different parts of the plan. But, the idea of having a real well-rounded plan, Randy, is sometimes and diversified and focused plan, and sometimes it's often missed in those categories. So this is really crucial.
You're listening to The Michael Wall Show. And to find out more about Michael, you can find it very simple, michaelwallshow.com. And as you go there, check on the radio tab there. There's lots of different shows for you to listen to. We talked about national guests here on the show. And coming up next, Lori Griffith with a wonderful charity we know you'll be interested in and want to take part in. That's coming up next on The Michael Wall Show.
Worried about losing money in another market crash? Ever wonder if your investments are in the right place? I'm Michael Wall, president of three financial companies, radio show host, and TV commentator. There's a lot of fog in the financial industry, and I want the average investor to be able to break through that fog. That's why I wrote the book, Retire Once, Retire Well. It reveals secrets that Wall Street doesn't want you to know and gives you insider tips to help you maximize your wealth. Go to retirewellbook.com to get your copy right now.
Welcome back to the Michael Wall Show.
Welcome back to the Michael Wall Show. Find us online at leanonthewall.com. Well, as Michael says at the beginning of the show, throughout the show, and at the end of the show, we want to do something that you can make an impact on someone else's life. And we bring guests in who do just that. Michael, our next guest is a great example of that.
Yeah, it really is. Lori Griffith. I met her a little while back. We were at a kind of a kids event in Jupiter, and we just ended up having a conversation. It was kind of unique, and she shared a little bit about what she is doing, Chasing a Dream, without the G, chasingadream.org, and she's also involved with Freedom Waters Foundation. Really, really cool things for kids that have disease and just, you know, just kind of giving them hope. And so I chatted with her, and here she is now live in studio. And Lori, thank you so much for taking a minute and coming in and sharing your story about what you guys are doing to really add value to these kids. So thanks for joining us.
Oh my God. Thanks for having me. I'm so excited.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, tell me. So you got two things going on here. Chasing a Dream, that's kind of your deal.
Yep.
Okay. And then Freedom Waters Foundation, which you participate in as well.
Yes.
So for the listeners out there that have never heard of Chasing a Dream, let's start with that one. What does that do? What's it about? I know there's some overlap between that and Freedom Waters, but you know, what does that look like and what does Chasing a Dream actually do?
Chasing a Dream is a really cool nonprofit, and what we do is we assist local kids in our community that are battling cancer, cystic fibrosis, and other life-threatening diseases. A lot of people don't realize just how many kids are affected by this. So just one example, there's a little girl, Jackie, that we're helping, and she has leukemia. Because of having leukemia, she can no longer go to school because she's immune suppressed, and she's really upsets her that she can't do it. So we found this robot, and it's the coolest thing in the world. I mean, you really have to see this thing. It's like out of the Jetsons.
Wow.
Yeah, seriously. So she logs on from home, and then this robot is in her classroom, her actual classroom. So there's a stand, and then this long pole, and then her face. When she logs on, that robot's face becomes her. So everybody in the class can see her, and you know, the boys go by and you know they hit her up.
So the robot's actually in class.
It's in class.
And she's at home.
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
Yeah. So when she wants to raise her hand, the robot raises up so the teacher can acknowledge her. She can speak to her classmates. She can laugh when they take a break. They come up and they talk to her. The teacher can call on her to do a problem on the blackboard. And when they need to go to their next class, Spanish or lunch or anything, she lines up. She controls this robot and rolls it down the hallways. And all the kids go by, you know, high-fiving her. And it's so cool. And she can do this from the hospital as well.
Wow.
So she's gets to maintain her friendships and a connection instead of being so isolated. So that's one of the things that Chasing a Dream just purchased. So we're really excited about that. And each case is individual, what a family needs. So we just try to help them financially or make a difference, make an impact in their life.
Now, how old are these kids usually?
They range. Jackie's 9, I believe. But we have kids. There's a new little boy that I'm going to meet, and he's only, I think, 3 months old.
So your goal at Chasing a Dream is to help raise funding to provide services for these kids so they can kind of function semi-normally in life, if you will? Is that what would you say would be the overall theme of what you're trying? Other than we know the kids need help, but as far as buying a robot or day-to-day, what do you see yourself doing there?
We're looking more at relieving a lot of the financial burden off of families. So in Jackie's case with the robot, that just became something that really made life for her a lot easier. But for a lot, it may be paying their rent or paying their car payment. When kids get diagnosed with a life-threatening illness, usually one parent will have to quit their job to become the full-time caretaker. And that puts a huge burden on these families. One little boy we have, Dayton, he has bone cancer, and his surgery alone, the parents out of pocket just for the one surgery on the one day was $65,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So,
and I'm looking at a picture of Dayton right now. Looks like a really cool kid. How old is Dayton?
I think he's 10.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
So it becomes very expensive, and the parents need help with day-to-day costs and things like that. Let's talk just for a minute and switch gears. Freedom Waters Foundation. So that's something where you know, people will utilize their boats or yachts or whatever for kids. Is that right? Tell the listeners a little bit about that.
Totally cool program. And this is how this kind of Chasing a Dream segued from that. I was a photographer at one of their black tie events and found out what they did and just became so involved that I kind of took the lead in Palm Beach County. And what Freedom Waters does is they get boat owners to donate their boat and take these same kids that I'm helping, and they take them boating for an afternoon. Hmm. Gives them a chance to just get out on the water, relax, forget about everything. And it's just as good for the parents. Mm. I mean, the parents just need a break. And this is anything from you donating your boat and we take out one family, or the Mariner 3, which is down here during the winter, and we take out 80 kids. Mm. We had one boat trip, which was just phenomenal. It was for this little girl, Ashley, who wanted to have a pink party. She had leukemia. Mm. And so I kind of put it out to the community. I'm like, let's help her out. And people came out, like, it was crazy. Hmm. Every guy put on a tutu. Every guy either shaved his head or he colored his beard pink.
Wow.
The community donated everything. Freedom Waters did the trip. Hmm. Ashley got her pink party, which was amazing. And sadly, she died a week later, but we fulfilled her dream, and that's what Freedom Waters does. It just gets people on the water. Mm. And not only do they take kids out, they also take veterans out. So we have that going in Palm Beach, and it's going in Fort Lauderdale and Naples as well. But as far as this area, I'm the lead on that.
So if people want to find out about Chasing a Dream, where do they go?
They go to, I have a Facebook page, or I have chasingadream.org.
Okay.
And it's not chasing with a G, it's C-H-A.
Without the G.
Without the G. Drop that G.
G-less, so, got it.
That's right, I know. My, oh my gosh, my old teachers would be like, what? We taught her nothing.
What are you doing? Okay. Well, if you had to share one last thought with the listeners out there, Lori, what would you want to leave them about your cause?
Well, I have two hashtags that I think really speak to my cause, and one is No Warrior Fights Alone, and the other is Locals Helping Locals.
Mm-hmm.
This is locally driven. It's because I'm a photographer, when you go to chasingadream.org, you're going to see exactly where the money goes to. You're going to be able to follow the stories of these kids that we are helping, because I'm going to continue to photograph them. We're going to continue to update the website. It's locally driven. People are helping kids in our community,
which is nice, because, you know, a lot of times you give to an organization and you're not really sure where's the money going, what's happening. Is it going directly to the need? You know, there's so many organizations out there, and that's why I was so intrigued and wanted to have you on to share your story. But Lori, thanks so much for taking time to come in and join us.
Thank you. I had a blast.
Yeah. Awesome. We'll do it again sometime. Thanks so much.
Are you concerned with all of the uncertainty that's happening with our country today and how it can affect your finances? Hi, I'm Michael Wall, president of 3 financial companies and the host of the Wealth and Health Radio Show. I've written a simple, easy-to-read book that can help you cut through the nonsense in the financial world, as well as empower you on how to make better financial decisions and how to be a better steward of your wealth. Go to retirewellbook.com. Again, that's retirewellbook.com right now to get your copy.
Welcome back to The Michael Wall Show. Michael has appeared on several national media outlets like Fox Business, Bloomberg, and CNBC. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back into the Michael Wall Show. Having a great conversations this show, this so far. And if you missed the first part of the show, go to michaelwallshow.com. Hey, if you're listening via podcast, I know we got listeners now in about 104 countries and continuing to grow. It's amazing, Randy. We would love your feedback. So just go ahead, and whether you're listening on iTunes or Stitcher or SoundCloud or, whatever your podcast, favorite podcast app is, we would love your feedback. Give us a rating, give us that 4 or 5 star rating, and then give us a little comment. Hey, love the show, or love to hear more about X, Y, or Z. If you're listening via radio, and you missed the show, go to michaelwallshow.com and you can click on, and there's ways there to actually subscribe to the show on your phone. A lot of people in the world are doing that. It's amazing, Randy, how podcast is changing the world. It's amazing.
Listen on demand.
And listen on demand, baby.
Absolutely. All right. So I got a name I'm going to throw at everybody here, and we're going to geek out financially here for just a moment, okay?
Yeah.
Richard Thaler. Okay, you don't know who that is. Of course you don't, but he just won the Nobel Prize for Economics. Now, he showed up in a movie that you may have seen called The Big Short. That was a movie all about the 2008 financial crisis. If you haven't seen it, you really do need to look this one up. In this particular scene, Selena Gomez is in Las Vegas, and then he pops in with what we think is kind of an important financial lesson.
My odds are good. I'm on a winning streak. Everybody in this place wants to get in on the action. How could I lose, right?
Now, this is a classic error. In basketball, it's called the hot hand fallacy. A player makes a bunch of shots in a row. People are sure they're going to make the next one. People think whatever's happening now is going to continue to happen into the future.
People think whatever's happening right now will continue to happen what's in the future. And that is a financial lesson for us, isn't it, Michael?
That's a real big one. And, you know, it's something that we got to be paying attention to. So as you're listening to this show and you're dialing in each and every week, you know, you'll notice that show to show, segment to segment, sometimes we dive in a little bit more on the financial side. You know, I kind of have a financial backing, a financial bread backing. That's what we do, the private wealth firm. And that's why, you know, we want to take time to share these things with you, not just to motivate, not just to have great guests on, but to make sure you're in a situation where your wealth is in the right place. And some of you out there, as you listen to what I'm going to share here, this is going to resonate with you, and you're going to say, you know, I need to get a second opinion. I need to have a conversation. I'm going to challenge you. We're doing a little 3 for 30. We don't do it all the time. We're always all about giving and being part of a lot of great organizations to give back. But we're doing a 3 for 30 kind of drive, if you will, in the next 3 months. We are, on top of what we're already giving, going to give as a company, Wall Private Wealth, 30% of profits of any new client that comes on board to disaster relief for the charity of your choice. Because there's a lot of needs in the world today. So as you listen to this show and you say, you know what, Michael, I want to talk to your team. I want to get a second opinion on our wealth and just see how you guys can maybe help us improve, protect, grow, reduce taxes on what we're doing. Give us a ring, 888-511-WALL, 888-511-9255, or reach out to us, michaelwallshow.com. And there's, you scroll down, you'll see a little place where you can request your review. I say that as a kind of a, you know, a little pause there, but it's important because, listen, as we all look to maximize what we're doing, we can make the world better and add more value. And that's what we want to do and be doing. So, you know, to your point there, Randy, with that clip, I love that clip. I mean, the hot hand, the idea, it's a biggest thing that we see people do. And it's not that their head's in the sand. It's just we get greed lights in front of us that we can't control sometimes, and we need someone to rein ourselves in. It's like, you know, down here, you know, I'm originally from Pennsylvania, but we live most of the year now in Palm Beach area, and Wellington is an area close to here, and there's a lot of polo races, and there's even horse races and things like that in general. And, you know, one of the things that they use on horses when you drive a horse are called what? Reins. Why? Because you want to rein a horse in, you want to rein them in, you want to get them in a situation where you can steer them to where you want to go, want them to go. They need guidance, they need direction. And a lot of times in life, you know, we can get caught up in our own success, or we can get caught up into things around us, and we are in a place where we forget that we actually need guidance and help, and we can actually allow our own greed, we can all be subjective to it, to be our own biggest detriment. And so when you talk about this and where the markets are, you know, Randy, we've heard it said from time to time, we hear all this conversation, markets all-time highs, markets all-time highs, markets all-time highs. A great time to take some profit off the table is when markets are at all-time highs. And a great time to actually be utilizing different investment structures is when markets are at all-time highs. This is the time. This is a great time to really be saying, listen, I need to think differently. If your advice structure thus far is we're just going to let it grow, let it grow, let it grow, let it grow, and if the market comes down, we'll let it go, we'll let it go, let it go, and then we'll wait till it comes back. That is not the right type of planning. You know the type of planning you have depending on what your situation was in 08. And I think that's such a crucial statement. And of course, Richard Thaler winning that Nobel Prize, great stuff, great award, smart guy. But he's really sharing simple advice. And that's what I found to be significant over the years. Sometimes people try and make things too complicated. Life isn't that complicated. 2 plus 2 is 4. You know, now I know not everything is as simple as 2 plus 2, but at the end of the day, you know, if we live by simple principles, I find that sometimes we can create significant and massive and sustainable success. It's very, very important. And so when we look at that, we need to make sure that we get the right guidance in our corner, because Randy, I see it all the time. People, you know, they're in a place where they just kind of get mentally shut off to what's going on around them because they're just looking at the win, and they just assume they're going to continue to win.
You know, Michael, one of the other observations that I heard this week, which I thought I wanted to throw your way real quickly before we bring the show to a close today, and that is a guy named Jim Paulson said that two things. Number one, all of this success that the market has had, is it's going to be its worst enemy, because as it continues to go and continues to go, we won't have any more surprises anymore, because we're thinking that it's going to be good because it has been good, just like what you were just saying. And then the other part of it is, as interest rates continue to go up, bonds are going to get a little bit better. Bonds are going to have some competition for stocks, for equities. That's going to slow the market down. What do you think of those?
Well, I think that's certainly a good point. You know, one of the things that you look at is bonds are still in about a 30-year bull run when you look at the entirety of bonds and you go back historically. So, you know, and interest rates are at all-time lows right now. So as bonds go up, yeah, the rates might rise, but par values are going to change. So, you know, we're in a place where actual valuations of portfolios that are in bonds are going to be affected. Now, are they going to give more competition to markets in general? Because, you know, people look at bonds traditionally as a safer route. Well, I think they probably will to some degree, which are going to put a little bit of a downdraft on equities. However, you know, Randy, one of the things that we know is when you take a look at building out a portfolio, that is why, you know, we've done a lot of research on the Harvard and Yale endowment models and have really tried to mimic a lot of those structures, or some of those structures, I should say, over the past, you know, and utilizing Clarify, that's we're solicitor with them, and utilize some of their story and some of the different things that we do there, because, you know, we want to be in a place where we can bring on strategy that is off market and alternative. So what will happen with the overall bond structure, market structure? I do think equities are going to cool down a bit. I do think we're going to see a little pickup in bonds. Just as naturally, people are going to look for conservative places to go. But what people need to know, Randy, is when you look at investment structures, there are not just conservative, moderate, aggressive, which is the question that we hear all the time. There are actually off-market investments that actually have a level of security and safety, and it can help shore up and safe, you know, put safety parameters, if you will, around portfolios that are actually safer in a lot of ways than bonds. Now, they do carry risk. They might carry, for example, liquidity risk, but you just evaluate the different types of risks that you have and say, okay, what is best for the situation that I'm in relation to what I'm trying to achieve? A lot of the clients that we sit down and we work with, whether they're new clients or clients coming in, have a portfolio where there's several million and above. So a lot of times they are in a place, Randy, where they don't necessarily need a ton of money from their portfolio. Their biggest concern is protecting their wealth. And they want to try and, let's say, you know, how can I make more money than treasuries? Or how can I make more money than the money market at the bank? And there are ways to do all of those things. It's just really entailing a clear plan on the wealth. And so I think that's the key, is don't look at any one of these things and say, okay, what's going to happen? What should happen? And let's wait and see what occurs. Certainly, we want to have some reactive process in our investment management and our structure. But when we create a plan for people, we want to be as proactive as possible, knowing that we're in an 8.5-year bull run. The average bull run is 7 years. So we know these things are going to occur. And by the way, that's one of the reasons, Randy, we enacted this 3 for 30 challenge, where we're going to give 30% of profit of any new client in the next 3 months to disaster relief victims or charities of the client's choice. Because we know people are in a place right now where they need to get a second set of eyes. They're not sure where they need to go. So we want to give them a little incentive. Listen, let's help other people in the process, and let's help shore up the portfolio at the same time. And so those are all good questions and good thoughts, Randy. I appreciate you bringing that up.
Well, sometimes watching those financial shows actually pays off. You're listening to The Michael Wall Show. You can find us online at michaelwallshow.com. At the beginning of the program, Michael talked about attending the 812 Superfast event with Ferrari. Well, one of the premier Ferrari owners in this country is Sammy Hager. We're going to go back and take a listen to Michael's interview with Sammy Hager coming up next on The Michael Wall Show.
One foot on the brake and one on the
about losing money in another market crash? Ever wonder if your investments are in the right place? I'm Michael Wall, president of three financial companies, radio show host, and TV commentator. There's a lot of fog in the financial industry, and I want the average investor to be able to break through that fog. That's why I wrote the book, Retire Once, Retire Well. It reveals secrets that Wall Street doesn't want you to know and gives you insider tips to help you maximize your wealth. Go to retirewellbook.com to get your copy right now.
Thanks for joining us for The Michael Wall Show. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back to The Michael Wall Show. Online, find us, michaelwallshow.com. We always encourage you to go to the website, click on the radio tab, and revisit some older shows. Some great interviews there. We thought we'd bring back one today with Michael and Sammy Hagar.
How does it feel to really write songs and play songs and sing songs that just impacts and really changes people's lives?
I think it's the most gratifying part of the whole thing. Hmm. You know, all the awards you get, you know, I got all serious now because it's so true. I have such a different idea now, being older, looking back at my catalog, mm-hmm. at what I've done. And it's like the songs that change people's lives, like right now, songs like Where Eagles Fly.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there's the I Can't Drive 55 Soon, the One Way to Rocks, you know, that were rockers that you went to a concert and you just had the time of your life because of those songs. But the ones that really changed people, Give to Live, you know, some of those songs, if you saw all the cards and mail and emails and stuff that have been posted on my website of people that say, wow, you know, that song changed my life. Or the song Give to Live, you know, I was going to commit suicide. It's gratifying. It's the best part. I'm telling you, the absolute best part. Yeah, and everyone looks at songs as hits. You know, right now wasn't that big of a hit. It wasn't even a top 40 single. And I Can't Drive 55 was number 27 or something.
But
you know?
People remember it.
Yeah, those are the lifetime songs, the ones that stay with. So I like those songs.
Never ending. That's awesome. Yeah. Well, I just want to let you know.
Thank you for recognizing
it. I mean, it was, because, you know, those were formative years in my life and learning how to work hard and all that goes with that. And I saw a post that was on Facebook and I thought it was kind of cool. You had a little bracelet, love and light, two most important words. And I know that you're intentional about doing everything that you do on purpose. And I think that's important. Has that always been something that's been kind of your mantra, or were there some things that were kind of epiphanies over the years that kind of made you say, I really need to pay attention to really where I'm going and what I'm doing?
That's more like it. You know, I've always been an emotional person. I go right for the, you know, what I feel in my gut, and I can't help myself, and I get mad, and I'll pick up the phone and call somebody way, you know, everyone calls it a knee-jerk reaction, well, way before I should have. Let that settle down. Don't call them. My wife's real good at that. Same, don't call them. No, don't do it. Don't do it. I'm saying, I'm calling them right now, you know. And same thing if I get an idea. Oh, I'm doing it right now. I'm so excited. Well, you know, think about it. You know, see how you feel in the morning. I've never been one of those guys, but I have learned to do that a little bit. And doing things for purposely is really has so much more chances of being right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The emotional thing has a lot of power. You know, like when you're really emotional and you do something, it's got power.
Mm-hmm.
But when you do it intentionally and you do it with all this purpose, your odds of that coming through and being the right thing to do is so much better. And I've tried it. That's very mature and adult way of doing things, and that's a good thing. And a guy that's been a kid his whole life like me, I'm learning to do that. Yeah, I like purpose.
And you can have fun at the same time. I think that's the misnomer. I guess a lot of people think, well, if you're just doing things on purpose all the time, you're not having fun. Like having a budget, or you know, making sure financially you're ducks in a row, or you know, whatever it may be, but that actually allows you to have more fun when you take care of what you need to take care of.
I've got guys that help me do that, because I'm still not very good at it. Like I'm being honest. I'm confessing to you.
Know what you're good at.
I'm getting better at it.
Yeah.
And I like having that ability, and I like seeing it get done and done right. But I do have people around me for most of my businesses now that they really help me. You know, let's take a look at this.
Yeah.
And most of the time, I'm going, yeah, okay. Sure.
Yeah.
I'll wait. You guys let me know when you've looked at it.
Yeah, exactly.
And then I'm such an optimist. I don't ever see a downside.
Mm-hmm.
And that's probably my one fault. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can tell you, I've blown it more that way than anything. You know, and then my guys around me going, we try to tell you
what's going on.
Yeah. So I'm starting to listen, and I listen to someone's downside, and 90% of the time I'll talk them out of it and say, nah, you what? You know,
let's do it.
I'm right sometimes, but yeah, I can learn to be a little more purposeful, but I love people that are around me. And when you're a rock star, people tend to say, okay, they say sure. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? People, they get out of your way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They let you do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Say, hey, I'm going to go over and do this. And they're going,
Okay.
Yeah, security starts moving people out of the way so that you can go do it, right?
Yeah.
And you're going, and then you get there and go, damn, I shouldn't have done that, you know? Why did you guys let me do that? Well, you said you wanted to do it.
Yeah.
That's a rock star's life.
Yeah.
And that is trapping, and that is, that's not good. So I am really, really learning to, you know, kind of get out of my own way and go, what do you think?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and my wife is so much smarter than me like that, you know? And when I first met her, she's younger than me. I was a big rock star, and I'm going, you know, well, what do you know? You know, and it's like all of a sudden a female opinion with a guy like me is really has some cred, man. It's got some cred, because I don't think like a woman. I'll tell you right now,
I don't either. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, yeah. Men don't in general think
I get the same from my wife.
Yeah,
and so it's important, you know. Yeah. What do they say, that when you see a successful man, often in behind him is a really smart woman, right?
Totally. Yeah. My wife has so many times said, honey, I think that's a bad idea. And I'm going, what? And boy, turn out and be right. And so, you know, I'm really listening to people that think different than this. What that taught me is people that think different than you.
Yeah.
Those are the people you need to listen to.
Yeah.
Not necessarily do what they say, but you need to listen to them and take that into your gut sewer down there, roll it around, let it come back up and see if it still makes the same sense.
If you had to look back at Sammy when Sammy was 25 or 30, and give Sammy some advice, what would you say to Sammy?
Whew. You know, that's completely a tough question, because...
I'm putting you on the spot, but I know you're good at it.
Yeah, but because I'd say, keep doing what you're doing.
Hmm.
Because it really did work out good for me. You know, all the chances I took, whew, man, I'm so lucky.
Yeah.
I mean, the trouble I got in as a teenager, and in the friends I was hanging around with, and all those guys went to jail and got busted, and I somehow didn't, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going, man, it's got some angels on my shoulders.
Yeah.
And I really think that once it's all said and done, if you came out good, everything was right, you know?
Yeah.
If it didn't, then I'd have to say change. So I've been so lucky that I really wouldn't change a thing. I wouldn't even go back and say some of the mistakes I made, you know, it was good. Like
you learn from them, right?
Yeah, you really do. And in you have to get out of a situation. And sometimes it's like the angels are going, damn, we're going to have to hit this guy over the head. He just ain't going he ain't going to get out of this marriage, or he's not going to get out of this band, you know, because getting out of Van Halen, for instance, you know, at the time was devastating to me. I thought, what? This is horrible.
Yeah.
You know, I'm in the biggest band in the world. I wasn't happy. And my wife was always saying to me, look, honey, you know, you're going to quit, or they're going to kick you out, because you're just not cooperating. You know, you're really not happy in this band. And they want to be what they want to be, and you need to just, and I'm going, no, I can't quit this band. Are you crazy? You know, I get thrown out. I'm devastated. And I had Cabo Wabo in my hand, and I said, oh, well, I'm going to go down to Cabo and just party and figure out what I want to do and blah, blah, blah. And I ended up building a brand that I would have never done in Van Halen.
And that's Michael Wall with the Red Rocker, Sammy Hagar. Well, if you tuned in part of the show, you want to hear more, go to the website, MichaelWallShow.com. Click on the radio tab. We'll see you next week right here.
Thanks for listening to the Michael Wall Show. To schedule your personal wealth review, call 888-511-WALL. That's 888-511-9255. To find out more about Michael and the team at the Wall Financial Group, head to leanonthewall.com.
By contacting us, we'll review aspects of your retirement portfolio to include suggestions about how to best utilize stocks, bonds, life insurance, annuities, and other financial products, or if changing management styles is appropriate for your specific needs and objectives. Michael Wall is an investment advisor representative of Wall Private Wealth LLC, a registered investment advisor, and solicitation offered through Clarify Advisory Network, an SEC registered investment advisor. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments can fluctuate, and when redeemed, may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Michael Wall is not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency, and does not provide legal or tax advice. Please consult with your attorney, accountant, and/or tax advisor for advice concerning your particular circumstances. Annuity guarantees rely solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Insurance and annuities offered through Wall Financial Group, Inc.